Hello, and welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 121, Making Changes Step by Step. This episode is inspired by a conversation I was having with a buddy of mine this last week. She's been looking for a while now at career changes and job growth and business development. She's been looking at a whole bunch of different things. By training, she's a medical doctor, so she's always had more of a traditional job. She's also been getting a lot of certifications in alternative modalities and has been really pulled towards the different possibilities that they offer. So for a long time now, she's been musing and wondering and taking steps towards building an alternative practice in those modalities. And this week, quite unexpectedly, she got pulled by a totally different possibility. A possibility for a fellowship in a specialized area of medicine came calling to her. And it was fascinating to watch her be so lit up by this possibility, just by the energy of what she is aware she can create with it, the gift that she can be with it, and really being able to, of course, like we all desire, make a mark on this world and also be able to enjoy our time spent in it with creating something that we love. She was all lit up with the possibilities, and all of the sudden, the mind started to get involved. The mind is an interesting thing when we're looking at making changes, because before you know it, you go from being aware of a possibility, being called and entranced and beckoned into that possibility, and just moving forward step by step with it. We get into the mind and project ourselves, and all of this kind of wacky information that has nothing to do with fact, nothing to do with anything that is actually true. We put on all sorts of inventions into the equation of how that thing will have to come to pass. So before you even look at a first step, and this is exactly what I saw my friend do and something I've seen myself do multiple times, before you even allow yourself to go, wow, that open possibility is delightful, what's the first step to take towards it? You go into, wow, that possibility, I'm going to jump forward, submerge myself in it like it's already happened, and then start to piece apart if I actually like it or if I don't. So before you know it, you are talking yourself out of it quite dynamically. Well, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I'll be able to do it well. The road to get there seems quite tricky, or I don't even know a road to get there. It seems super abstract and out of the way. Before you know it, excuse after excuse after excuse starts to come into play. Some of that based on logistical stuff. And of course, you know, there's some figuring out to do about how to bring bigger possibilities around. But also these kind of self-doubt things start to creep in. And before you know it, instead of reaching beyond your comfort zone and continuing to grow step by step, you start to go, oh my God, that's way too much change, and you start to pull back in. So I watched my sweet friend do this. So we were having a conversation about how to perhaps go about this in a different way. I was sharing some information from my past because I have done this multiple times. Those of you who have been following me, maybe have read my book, The Other Side of Bipolar, have noticed that I've done a lot of different things with my life professionally. I've done a lot of different things one at a time, making career changes in different paths. I've also done many things at the same time, kind of making my own sweet recipe moment to moment. That's how I wrote my book. That's how I actually came about my life coaching practice and also my seminar-based business while I was working full-time as a medical speech-language pathologist, which is my background. I was telling my friend there was one particular instance a couple years ago where I was looking at changing from medical speech pathology into corporate speech pathology. Where those two maybe on the outset sound about the same, they're actually quite different when you break them down. Me being trained as a medical speech therapist, you know, put me in front of a room full of doctors in the middle of the ICU, I'm perfectly happy, I can fly. The idea of going into the boardroom interests me. It was a possibility that called me forward and allowed me to flex different muscles and use my skill sets in a different way. And at the same time, when I projected myself into it and my mind got really busy, I started to talk myself out of it because it was so different. I didn't know if I could hack it there. I didn't know if I could pull off corporate business jargon, not having a background in that. I was also concerned that I would miss my stroke patients if I did that. It was just a very different way to look at it. So I backed myself up a little bit. I added a lot more angst and mental chatter than needed to be. Body tension, of course, came with it. A lot of starts and stops came with it as well. And it's fascinating because it's a pattern that I think a lot of us go into. We are pulled towards possibilities. We're pulled towards future growth and evolution in our careers. And when those possibilities pop, they're met with excitement and opening and deliciousness. And then it doesn't take too long for the mind to start shooting it down and those worry spots to start creeping in. The I don't know if I can and the what ifs start to come in. And before you know it, you're starting, you're stopping, or you just stop altogether. One way that I worked with myself during that, what I told my friend and what I love to pass along to you as practice 101 with this, is to start allowing yourself to break things down. So before you jump into that one big possibility that's lying way out there and your mind gets active and you start backtracking, actually allow yourself to feel into those possibilities, sense it, get the depth of it. And don't get overwhelmed by it. Come back to the present moment and ask yourself a question. You know, if I was going to choose that, what would be my first step? Take the action on the first step. And then guess what? Step number two comes. That's another choice point. That's another possibility in of itself for you to be able to ask questions, gain awareness, and take action if it was light and of interest to you. I did that with that speech therapy corporate job, and what came from that was quite remarkable. It wasn't only career growth for it, it was actually an awareness in myself, a clarity in what my future could be and what I actually desired. Step number one for that job for me was just making a resume. First step, action step. Well, you know, I can actually do that. That's not that difficult. But it was a beautiful exercise of sitting down, taking my medical resume, reworking it to be more geared towards the business world, making a cover letter explaining why I was looking at making a change at this point in my life, why I think I would be good at it, what I can bring to the table. It was an amazing, amazing exercise, and the information I gleaned from it was priceless. It was a clarity exercise. It was a character development exercise, so to speak. It was light to send it in. It still interests me enough, even after just kind of playing in my own space with it. I got invited in for an interview, and it was just a deeper conversation with someone about what they were looking for, what I was looking for, and again, the ability to have a self-exploration in it of truly, is this a possibility that in the way it's being presented is something that I'd like to take action on? Is this something I would enjoy? It's such a different way. It's actually allowing you to be present, you to be aware in that moment of all the information coming in, all the awareness coming your way, and also being able to stay in the role of the chooser. Not wanting to be the chosen one, but actually staying in the role of chooser. Like, I'm here to get more information about what you offer. I'm here to get more information about what I offer that I may not have been acknowledging before. And if this is a match, then you know what? We move forward. And I did step after step after step in that process with that point of view of being the chooser and going about it from a self-exploration way. And it was amazing. I ended up not taking the job after like interview number 3 or 4, I think. I wasn't really pleased with the salary they were offering. The hours of business that they wanted me available for didn't really work with my other projects. So that one possibility that I was kind of, had I been looking at this very narrowly and very tunnel vision-like, didn't end up coming to fruition. Luckily, I didn't have that point of view. Again, it was more about self-exploration, taking it step by step, being present and receiving along the way. With that and that openness, I started to see how I could create the possibility they were talking about outside of their business and inside of my own, in my own way. And here I am 4 years later, actually doing a lot of the same stuff I would have been doing from their company. I give corporate seminars all the time on wellness, communication, and team building. It's an added revenue stream that I've added into my bucket. It's a different possibility and skill set that I love to explore. And again, what I thought I was working towards, that one job, that one possibility, that one company, actually ended up, because I was able to take it step by step, self-exploring along the way and being the chooser for what I would like to have, actually allowed me to take all that information that I gleaned from the process and create my own thing that just worked better for me. You know, my friend is definitely going to be putting her application in for this fellowship. It sounds really light and interesting. And will she end up taking the job? Who knows? Will it be something where during the process and taking it step by step like I did and we've talked about, will it be something where she just gains so much awareness about herself and what she'd actually like to create that perhaps it just lights up a whole new path for her? Truth be told, none of us know cognitively where these possibilities may lead. We know the possibility. We know ourselves enough to actually move forward with it. But trying to match a picture, getting tunnel visioned with it, or projecting yourself into the future and talking yourself out of it along the way, none of that is actually serving you. So play with this. No matter where you are right now on your path, whether you're looking at creating your own business or you're looking at taking a different job or specializing in some way, adding another certificate to your belt. I know I am a certificate collector. I have many, many, many of those. Wherever you're looking at creating currently, and wherever you may be going into overwhelm or mind busyness or tension or starts and stops, or just kind of that self-sabotage things where you can't move forward at all, allow yourself to be aware of the possibility. Be pulled into the different possibility. Be beckoned, be enchanted by, be called by it. And at the same time, stay present. Be here in this moment and just ask yourself, if I was going to go for that, what is the first action step to take? Don't go into the job and start mind screwing yourself out of it. Don't do that. Don't get tunnel visioned with it either, but allow yourself to be step number one. What's the first step? What action can I take? And you know what? What information can I gain about myself and this possibility along the way? And then step number two may reveal itself. Do the same thing. Ask more questions. Get present. What information can you gain about you, about the possibility, and you being the chooser moving forward? When you're willing to work in this way and actually have this point of view that it is way more about the exploration, it's way more about being present, it's way more about you getting to choose what comes next for you in your own living and your own career path, you may be shocked at how fast you can move, how less angsty you can move. And you also may be pleasantly surprised, like I was, where I move forward just in a different direction than I thought I was going. I wasn't moving forward to that one job and that one business. I was actually moving forward and creating my own. We never know cognitively where we're going to go. We can't picture match. We can't fantasy match that way. All we can do is trust ourselves to follow the energy, follow the interest, follow the lightness, and allow yourself to still be present enough to continue to explore, gain information, and gain clarity along the way. The mind doesn't help in this circumstance. The only thing that really gives you clarity and momentum is showing up, choosing to move forward, choosing to take action. And if you're willing to do that while staying open, it is utter magic and truly a trailblazer and creator's dream come true. What is it that you can create in your future? The sky is the limit. There are infinite possibilities out there. Is it time to just start exploring them? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. As always, you can reach me at lauren@laurenpolly.com. Enjoy your week, and as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.